Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams, our top local story. Judges soon may be able to defend themselves if they come under attack because of their rulings. Currently, they're barred from speaking out about most cases, but the state Supreme Court may change that rule to allow judges facing re-election or recall to defend themselves. San Diego attorney Heather Rosing tells KNX it's a sign of our increasingly contentious times.
Didn't see these attacks so much years ago, but because the judiciary is becoming, unfortunately, people are making it political, these types of attacks are becoming more and more common. And of course, the judiciary shouldn't be political. The whole point of a judge in the third branch of government is to have fair, neutral, and impartial decision making.
Rosing says judges still would not be allowed to make any comments that could impact a case upon appeal.
Some residents in Inglewood who are fighting a David versus Goliath type battle against a proposed Clippers arena just got some major backing.
That's how we win in our democracy.
We
elect people who will fight for us.
Several dozen people of all ages and different languages came together in a tiny one-room church in Inglewood. They share one goal, to try and stop the billion-dollar proposed Clipper Stadium from being built right across the street on South Prairie Avenue.
All we are asking for is that the law be followed.
Yeah.
And that the Clippers do what they promised.
Joining the fight with them in this tiny church, former U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer.
There's a law that was passed in Sacramento, and right now the Clippers are very far from living up to it in terms of pollution, the number of cars, the quality of the air, etc. So I think they have a leg to stand on.
They fear the stadium will create pollution, gridlock traffic, and make rent entirely unaffordable. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The forecast from a national realtor group is for continued gains in both home prices and home sales in the coming year. But the group says there's still a very big problem that only lawmakers can solve.
We need to build more homes. There's just insufficient production of new homes, new apartments. So we need to get the focus to the lawmakers. They need to be focusing on the housing because I believe many Americans are tired of the rising housing costs.
Lawrence Yoon is chief economist for the National Association of Realtors. He says as frustrations rise because of the high cost of both buying a home or renting, lawmakers at every level must find ways to increase housing inventory. And there's an added bonus.
If one looks at the history of the U.S. economic growth, anytime housing starts, home building activity rises, we don't have economic recession.
Yoon says his message is for all lawmakers and potential lawmakers at every level of government. Nathan Roberts, KNX 1070 News Radio.
First ever Veterans Day ceremony honoring all who've served at the L.A. Coliseum.
The mood here at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, certainly patriotic and respectful. Had a chance to talk with one veteran who says that this day for him has changed in a big way over the previous 10 years.
I was in the first Gulf War. I worked on the A6 Intruder in the flight deck of the USS Independence. It was a wonderful experience. For years, Veterans Day after I got out was a very personal thing where I would just take the day off from work and spend it alone. But I've been spending it with these gentlemen.
The reaction at 11 o'clock sharp this morning as the torch was lit atop the Coliseum.
The inaugural Veterans Day LA.
LA County Supervisor Janice Hahn says Veterans Day LA will become a local Los Angeles tradition. At the Coliseum, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
It was red, white, and blue and more at the San Fernando Valley Veterans Day Parade in Pacoima.
From currently serving troops to veterans dating back to World War II, all got cheers and applause from those lining Laurel Canyon Boulevard. Tracy Arenas has attended every year because the military is a family tradition.
My grandfather, my godparents, my
sons.
Stephen Cajadas brought his 9-year-old cousin out to pay tribute to a family member.
We're coming out to support our great uncle that was out, fighting the war in Vietnam.
While 14-year-old Rosemary Villalonga said she was here to honor friends whose relatives were serving and says she wants to know more about what they've done in the future.
I think I should start learning more about them and what they do and how important it is for them to serve our country.
Family, honor, and service, all concepts that were reinforced to those watching the spectacle. In Pacoima, Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
It's a new study by UC Irvine looked at the grief that Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans have suffered over the loss of a fellow service member to combat or suicide.
The topic is a difficult one and not something that many combat vets have discussed. Dr. Pauline Lubins, lead author of the study, says they found that losing a comrade to suicide is traumatic in a different way, in that it's unexpected.
So it's harder to accept. Combat death is intrinsic to war, and so the deaths are not they're not unexpected, and it makes it easier to accept them. But there's a lot of guilt and there's a lot of anger that still make those deaths difficult to accept.
In her conversations with some of the veterans, she says it's clear that guilt was a factor in how they were experiencing the deaths.
In the case of combat, it could have been me. Why wasn't it me? Why wasn't I there to save my buddy? And then with suicide, why didn't I reach out to the person?
She says she hopes this study sparks a conversation. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.